final Patriots Monday guest has sauntered through the door. And I'm just wondering what position you're going to play next week. I mean, if they can move Vince to defensive end, where do you want to go next week? Linebacker? Strong safety? What do you want to do?
I'm comfortable right down the line. I'm comfortable right there.
Yeah, Vince said you probably got tired of him asking you so many questions yesterday. What kind of stuff was he asking you about playing DN?
We were just really going back and forth, knowing how Henny likes to call plays. I was really just, he was trying to be conscious of what was going on my side, knowing that what goes on my side would eventually go over to his side and vice versa, you know, and we just was talking back and forth about those things.
What'd you think of defensive end Vince Wilfork? It's a different look for us. I don't know if it was any different for you.
Well, I got to see it all week, so, you know, I kind of got accustomed to seeing him out there. I mean, yeah, I think he did well, you know. So how do you say he felt out there? I hadn't really talked to him yet.
He did admit it was, and it was obvious watching him. He was really focusing and concentrating because it's a whole different look for him. Mm-hmm. I think he said he relied on you a lot and relied on the information going back and forth. But I thought he looked pretty good out there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Vince is a guy that kind of tackles whatever duty is given to him. You know. He really keyed in on what his job was going to be that week, and you know, he was made aware of that early in that week, and I think he did well, and I think our communications went well, and what we thought would happen happened. You know, what happened on my side happened on his side, and vice versa, and so good deal.
As a general rule of thumb, I think the Dolphins want to run the football right down the other team's throat. I mean, right. When you got Ronnie Brown, you might as well run it right down people's throat.
Right.
I think that also sort of plays into the type of football game you personally like to play yourself, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah. I think that's kind of me, Vince, well, we kind of built for that run game and stuff like that. Going all the way back to when I was in college, Big 12, you know, when I was in college, was a running conference. You know, everybody ran the ball in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, and everybody else ran the ball. And Vince was the same deal. So, you know, we definitely built for it. And like I said, like we said last week, definitely look forward to the challenge each week of doing it. You know, being that we put in enough pre-work to know what could possibly happen in different situations.
I guess you could go back to your rookie year if you wanted to, or the next year, or the year after that, or the year after that to get ready for the Colts. I mean, same system, same teams. Here we go again, Patriots and Colts. For every year you've been in the league, you guys have played the Colts.
Yeah.
So what's it like preparing for the Colts for you? I mean, you just go back and look at your notes from 4 years ago?
It's basically like another AFC East division game. And basically, that's what it is. And you're right. I mean, you really kind of go back in the archives and dig up every little piece of film that you can look up. I mean, I think even last year we end up, I mean, watching film from 2003, you know, during the year and the playoff game. You know what I mean? Film and notes and whatever you could think of, man, we get. We're looking forward to plenty of that this week.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, in baseball, we know it's the Red Sox and Yankees. In football, I know, you know, divisional games, they count and they're tough. And you play them twice a year. But I think in football, it's either the Patriots and Colts or the Patriots and Steelers. It seems like these teams just keep running into each other for a significant game. So you see it that way, too?
Yeah, I think it is that way. And I think the storyline has been such that it's good for the game. You know, I think people look forward to seeing that matchup against with the Patriots and the Colts each year. Or, you know, every now and then you see more times than not, you see the Patriots facing the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, and that still could be a possibility somewhere down the road. I mean, people just look forward to that, you know, and obviously the history behind those organizations, the people that play on those teams, the Mannings, the Ben Roethlisbergers, Tom Brady and, you know, everybody. I mean, everybody just looked forward to it.
You were saying that, that you and Vince are kind of built for the power running game, and you enjoy that type of matchup. Well, this week you ain't getting it.
Yeah.
I mean, Peyton Manning threw the ball 40 times in the first half yesterday. I mean, it's going to be throw the ball all over the field all day, isn't it?
I guess so. 40 times, that's, yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, we definitely got to get on our conditioning this week. And so, yeah, it's 40 times, huh?
Only 40. Now, when
only
he,
40.
In the first half, he slowed down. He only threw 10 in the second half. Now, when he's at the line of scrimmage and he's going through all that junk, mm-hmm. and all that talk, and you know half of it's not even real,
mm-hmm.
how do you separate the wheat from the chaff here? You know, how do you figure out what you're supposed to be listening for and paying attention to and what you're not?
I think my first couple of years, so much is made of it that you found yourself kind of trying to distinguish what was real and what wasn't. Now, I really don't even pay attention to it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I was talking to a couple of reporters after the game, and we were talking about the Dolphins, you know, just going back to the Dolphins. They were saying, you know, what was the difference between this year and last year? And, you know, last year, just the element of surprise and all the preparation that was put in prior to that game, you know, you found yourself looking at what was going on in the backfield opposed to what was going on right in front of you. And this deal is kind of equivalent to that one in the sense that you just got to kind of play what's going on in front of you and not really get into what he's saying. Unless something just really shows face. But he's blurting out so much stuff that it probably won't even happen. You know, I mean, he's cat, dog, lizard, alligator.
And you're probably just used
scarecrow
to it at this point,
I mean,
right? You're used to it.
Yeah, I mean, you're used to it. But it's kind of like when the fans yell. When the fans are yelling in different stadiums, I never hear it. That's kind of what it's like now. I mean, it's a lot of barking, but you just really never hear it. I mean, I don't really pay much attention to it personally.
If there's one thing your defense could be better at, what is it? What's the one thing that just stands out to you and say, you know what, we got to improve this as a defense?
I think yesterday I was the third, just getting off the field on third down.
Third and long gives up, must drive you crazy.
Yeah, that was one thing yesterday. We can be consistent just about everything, you know, first, second, and third down, you know. That was just one thing that just stood out to me, just to, you know, the third and long.
When you look at a team like the Indianapolis Colts and the high-powered offense and the points and everything else, I mean, it almost feels like a victory if you hold them to a field goal, doesn't it? I mean, with that kind of offense, I guess you go into it thinking, you know, just keep them off the board for a drive or two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to definitely get there. I mean, they got a guy that's at the helm that, he pretty much has mastered. he's like a master back there at the quarterback position where, you know, he's calling the shots. You know, I think he has a good idea of what's going to happen before the play, and he definitely knows what's going to happen, what he's trying to do. On that play, man, and when you got that, and then, you know, his skill set and his receiver's skill set and the play action pass off the stretch run like they have, I mean, they're gonna get some yardage. They'll probably get a score on you or two, but, you know, you just gotta try to contain them. You gotta try to contain them. That's all you can really do.
I was curious in the Florida college football game a week ago. There was a young man who, in a pile of people, was digging around in the face mask trying to gouge some guy's eye, and he ended up getting suspended for a game. And they said, oh, you wouldn't believe the stuff that goes on down there. You know, that's no big deal. Is it that bad? When you're in that big pile of players down there at the line of scrimmage, is stuff going on that we wouldn't even believe?
More times than not, yeah, especially like on a fumble where it's a pile of guys and the referees really don't know who has the ball, and they trying to get in to see who has the ball. But I mean, it's a lot of stuff, going on. It was funny. It was funny to me, and it's kind of along the same line, but it's off the subject. I was watching highlights yesterday, and I got Tommy Harris. You know
right,
of him,
right.
So he's a good friend of mine. I'm sitting back looking at TV, and I see him you know, stealing off on somebody. They're on the ground there.
We talked about it. Like,
getting himself chucked out of a
being
game.
Thrown
yeah,
out
he
the
got
game.
Himself chucked out of a game. So I don't know what went on there, but I know Tommy, and I've been knowing him since he was high school, and we was in high school. I mean, I was chunking the disc, and he was a little fat kid coming up to me at the track meet, asking me how to chunk the discus and track and stuff like that. And the guy must have really did something to get him to do that, man. I got to call him on that.
I mean, he's a hell of a player. I mean, we talked about it. You're missing. If you're the Bears, arguably their two best defensive players are Tommy Harris and Brian Urlacher. And they haven't had Urlacher all year. And then you throw Tommy Harris out of that game. No wonder they give up so many points. I mean, it's really tough to.
Yeah. I mean, those two guys definitely play a key role in their defense, man. But I got to call Tommy on that one, man. Cause that's
well, let me ask you this. I asked Vince this question, and this is about, I mean, you can say it's about Joey Porter, but it's larger than Joey Porter. And that, yeah. You know, Joey Porter talked before the game, and I was saying to Vince, as talk show hosts, we love it. And we love guys who just talk a lot of mess. It's something to talk about during the week. But,
right.
But if you're a player, at what point, what can be said that crosses the line from good old-fashioned trash talk to disrespect? And has Joey Porter reached that point where he's not respecting you guys as athletes?
He's definitely touched on that disrespect. I mean, he's pushed that disrespect button numerous times. I don't know what you really, you know, think of it, you know. I've said many times on this show, I ain't really a guy to do a lot of tongue wrestling and stuff like that. I wonder what his teammates think. You know what I mean? That's who I wonder. I mean, because if you come out and say that stuff like he says, and then you come out and then you lose the game. I know in this locker room, somebody does that, and then, you know, they end up not being productive. You know, their production doesn't mount up to the trash talking, then it's going to be a lot of bicker about that in the locker room, and somebody probably going to tell you about it, you know what I mean?
It's hard to even picture somebody on your team, in your locker room, doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
But if somebody did, would you go up to them and say, come on,
you're not
making it easy on any of us with that stuff?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Absolutely, because it doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Did it make any sense for him on Sunday? Nah.
Zero tackles. Nothing.
Ofer.
Yeah, I mean, nothing.
So
he had a hurry. Yeah, he had one hurry and then a bunch of zeros.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in a position that historically is supposed to be a position that's supposed to produce a lot of
numbers. You can get those numbers.
Yeah.
Out.
So, you know, I don't know, man. You know, how far do you take it? You know, do I feel like I won't even. Yeah, I don't feel like. I don't think too much of it. You know how I feel about the trash talking, man.
Have you ever been tempted in one of those piles to take a swing at somebody?
I've done it.
And been penalized for it or got away with it?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's emotion.
It's emotion. Yeah. It's emotion.
And your coach can tell you all day long, we got to be disciplined, we got to be smart, and something happens.
Sometimes you go off the handle and you snap back by the time you snap back, it's too late, you know.
Come to the sidelines and try to explain yourself to your coach, right?
No, you don't even explain yourself. You just say, I bleaked up.
Congratulations on the win yesterday. Good luck tomorrow, next Sunday night, Monday night game, too. Late arrival. We'll probably see you on your way home next Monday.
Okay.
You'll be in here, you know, dragging around at 9 o'clock in the morning looking for a place to lay down.
That's right.
Good to see you again, Ty.
All right, thank you, dude.
Ty Warren,